It's time for the GizWiz with Mads Madestrider, Dig D. Bartolo. This is episode 2026, recorded Thursday, February 13th, 2025. What are you whining about? On this episode of the GizWiz, Diggy D has a what the heck is it for us, plus an extremely unique flashlight. Plus, I have a gadget from the crappy corner that works, but do you really need it to work? All next on The GizWiz!
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for The GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing blowing LEDs. Get ready for The GizWiz now.
Now!
And here he is, not the mob boss, but the gadget boss, Dig D. Bartolo. How you doing, Diggy D?
I'm doing good, sir. And you?
Doing great. Doing very good.
I hear that we're having snowstorm after snowstorm out there. It's not quite the same, right?
No, I think I was like watching the news and something was happening in D.C. and I was just watching the snow fall down thinking, you're even more like north of that. Today I went outside and it was too hot. It was 87 degrees. That is way closer to 90 than it is to 70. And I was sweating. We're cranking up the AC down in Florida. I went walk the dogs at the perfect time for the perfect sunset at the perfect temperature with the perfect breeze. Sorry about that, Diggy D.
Okay. Normally we would be in Miami at this time because the Miami Boat Show is this weekend and it opened today. But since Powell Boat Magazine went out of business, I don't go there anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my gosh. I couldn't. If you were still going to the Miami Boat Show, I might have to take the road trip down and join you at the Miami Boat Show. I have never been to Miami.
Oh, you really? How far is it?
I think it's about a six-hour drive is off the top of my head. Off the top of my head?
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Well, let me look.
That's far.
Miami.
Oh, that's right. Orlando's in the middle of the state, right?
Oh, I was way off. It's only 3.5 hours. 3.5 hours.
Oh, okay.
That's much more manageable. That is a day trip versus a weekend trip. Much more manageable. So, 3.5 hours. What I might do, though, is they have the Brightline train.
Oh, yeah.
We'll go all the way down to Miami. And if you can snag a deal, oh, my gosh, it's great. If not, it's still like pretty expensive. It's still about $100 a person for a round trip on the train to get down to Miami.
Isn't that a lot cheaper than driving?
Not in my Tesla, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
Maybe a $27 charge.
Oh, okay.
And with Tesla auto drive, forgotten my own car's feature. It makes it really easy. It makes it a pretty darn easy drive. Anyway.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The audience is begging Dickie D for a Fios update.
I actually shot some photos of what the installation looks like, and I'll describe the photos as they come up. Okay. So that going into the side of the box, that is, I thought it would be bigger, but that is the cable coming from the street into that box.
You know why it's not bigger?
I have no idea. Only because
it's light, Dickie D. It's that tiny little optic cable. That's all that needs to come in to the box.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. Well, then that explains that.
Oh, yeah. Here, let me move on. There we go.
Okay, and then we'll show you the box in a minute. But then out of the box comes this weird thing. And then that wire that goes into that tube, that goes up to my backyard.
Ooh, okay.
And this is the property of Verizon. This is the box I wish they'd leave me the key and then we could just attach.
Exactly. You know, this is the data drip that you want, Dicky D. Like, yes. Right out of the box. How do I get access to that?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. You know what? If the wire is that thin, go to the picture in my backyard. Why are the wires so heavy in my backyard?
I mean,
this comes out of my basement and goes into this big long tube.
Yeah.
And then it comes up and it looks like it goes to 1, 2, 3, looks like it goes to 7 different buildings.
Yeah. You got things going off in this direction. You got things going off in that direction.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
So,
I mean, my guess for that, why that wire is so thick is it's like a Cat 6 in there with like super insulation. So like weed whackers don't smack it.
Yeah, exactly.
And cut it in half.
Yes. It has to go through several backyards, probably in many cases.
Right. Right.
But they also knocked my lights. I used to have lights on the back fence that no longer light. And I see that they broke the cable off walking around out there.
They broke your fence. I mean, what is that going on here?
The fence is rotted, and it doesn't take much for the pickets to fall out.
Yeah.
So Dennis and I are slowly taking the pickets down. And in New York City, you can't throw wood. You can leave wood out for the sanitation department, provided it's no longer than 4 feet. It has no nails. And the bundle is no more than 2 feet high. So, okay. And yeah, it must be tied up. All right. So next time.
Y'all don't have just a bulk pickup day ever, do you?
No. They do have big stuff day once a week if you're putting out like an old sofa.
Yeah.
For somehow, we went out one day and there was like this giant mattress, and the next morning it was gone. I don't know how it fits in the garbage truck.
Yeah. And around my place, it'd come down with like a tiny little crane, pick it up and throw it in the back of
wow.
It.
Yeah, oh, wow.
Yeah, it's like
great.
A tiny little operator crane. Do you have any plans for the Valentine's holiday coming up?
You know what, Dennis and I we're going to have lunch at a Thai restaurant, and then his sister. We're going to try something new. There's a Zoom thing from a cabaret with Valentine's Day songs from Broadway musicals.
Oh, cool.
So I bought a ticket for him. It's being streamed. A ticket for him and a ticket for his sister in Boston. And then I'll put them both on speakerphone so they can watch the show. I sent them each a link. I bought a ticket for each.
That's great.
And that way, yeah. And I'll sit in too.
Yeah.
It'll be kind of fun. It'll be like being at a Broadway, at an off-Broadway show.
That's great.
How about you?
No plans. No. I might go order one of the those Chick-fil-A. They have a heart shape. Nugget tray. That sounds fun. You know,
okay.
Just to, you
know. Oh, no. Yeah. That's
no.
Yeah.
I don't
okay.
got any plans.
Okay.
No. Okay. Well, so shall we jump into some gadgets?
Absolutely. Here's gadget number one.
Recently on a podcast I listened to, a guy was talking about practical but useless gadgets.
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
I was on Amazon.
Could this be?
And I think I bought one, all right? So I haven't opened it yet.
So I hope I haven't duplicated something you bought.
All right, okay.
At it.
I'll let you know.
So our producer, cameraman at this end, we'll try to guess what it is.
It doesn't look familiar yet.
Look at it ahead of time to see if it's going to instantly.
No.
No, it's not going to be instantly. Well,
kind of looks like a giant headphone case.
Like. I didn't even know it had a cover. And I'm going to open the cover.
What? Oh, I think I know.
Okay. I figured a car driver would know.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So it is. Well, you know what? Can you see what
chat
it says
room you
on
know
the front?
Too?
The chat room will.
This is a stenographer's training device.
It says QDNR.
QDNP.
Okay.
Oh, this is for those on the Aztec calendar for their pills.
Might be a hint.
Yeah, that's it. Sims has it.
Yeah. That's a coin dispenser. Coin holder.
It is a...
penny, dime, nickel,
let's see what they call it. All right. Coin holder for cars. All right. Coin holder for cars.
It's actually really slick.
And they sent the wrong one. Take a peek back here. Okay. I wanted that one. Of course, it would... I have no use for this, but I thought, oh, I like the red and black. Okay, so...
They skimped on that.
We don't use coins much anymore. Hence, every time I get change, I put it in one of these. Dennis has like eight of these full, all right? So, and it can hold 20 of each. There's a...
It can hold more. It holds 100 coins.
And the reason I think it's, what was the theme? Practical but useless? What was it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It works, but kind of why do you
need? Putting them in, I think this is kind of well designed. All right. The coins go in easy. The thing is, I don't own a car. I never owned a car. But chat room can tell me, and Chad, is there any need for change anymore? Did there... toll roads, isn't everything automated? All right, so they go in easy, and getting them out is a breeze.
Oh, okay. Someone said really you can pay cash at drive-thrus
because it's nicely spring-loaded.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, I used to have one when I was a kid. Had a belt. Do you have one of those? Had a belt clip on it.
Oh, the
and it was just fun. I used to volunteer at the church, at the bazaars. I used to walk around selling ice cream bars with the changer. Anyway, I think this fits Chad's category perfectly. It's well designed, works really good, but I think people have no use for it. I have no use for it. So now I have a lot of change and an automatic change holder. So now I have two things that
there you go.
Go together and that I don't
need. It's a pair.
It was cheap. $10. All right. There's 15% off coupon right now, and it comes in a bunch of colors. I don't know why you need colors. I have no use for it. Okay, that's it. Penny for your thoughts.
Penny for your thoughts. I may have a better use for it than you could, and I think it's mostly people with cars. Because for me, here's how the change situation works for me. Anytime I pay in cash or there's a situation where I have cash and I get the change, it goes into my pocket until I get to the car. When I'm so annoyed with it, I take it out of my pocket and I throw it in the spot in my car that the change goes. It's like right in the center console. And so the change is in there, and eventually there's so much change that it starts to rattle. It's just like, taking a corner and a turn, and you can hear the shh of the change kind of sliding around in there, you know, after a few months of building up change. So this would be great for that, is to organize all of it, make sure none of the change rattles, be able to grab it really fast. And then the only other time that I can think of that I typically do use change is at the parking meters. A lot of parking meters still have
coins.
Parking
meters still? Oh,
do they have parking meters? Yes. Oh, yeah. They definitely have parking meters in a lot of spots. A lot of places are moving to the street metering, where there's one pay station for a whole bunch.
Yes, that's what New York City has for about 3 years now.
Yeah, but it's still, there's been plenty of places that still have the old meters.
Oh, okay.
And some old meters even have card readers in them, but they'll still have the coin slots and they will work. And so I kind of like that, because typically there's, you know, if you're putting in your credit card and doing a transaction, there could be a fee. If you're use tap to pay, sometimes it's like, well, I don't know how much I need to do, so I'll do $4, you know, but I have these coins that I'm never going to use again, so feed in five of them and we're good, you know, or whatever. So really my car is the time that I use it the most. And then this specifically would be kind of nice for a car because it would make sure that it wouldn't rattle. It wouldn't rattle as much.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good. Also, I like in the copy it says, also works indoors.
Oh.
Yeah, so you don't need it just in your car. If you have a parking meter indoors.
I would be terrified if it said outdoor use only. What fumes are happening to cause outdoor use only?
Oh, my God. You know, I didn't realize that so many companies are making these things.
Yeah, look at that.
Oh, look at that.
Cup holder designs, because I think they're thinking like me and that people will use this in their car. And just like the chat said. Oh, look at this. Oh, my gosh. Look at that little paid thingy.
Oh, there you go.
Laundromats are actually still a lot of them are coin-operated laundromats.
Then you have to carry this around with you. It says easily fits in a pocket. Can you imagine what that weighs with 100 coins in it?
It's like this is like a hard drive that I have here. Like pulling that thing out of my pocket.
Exactly. This is not exactly pocket size and with coins in it, pocket weight.
Yeah, that is funny. Anyway. That is funny. I do like it a lot. $10. There's currently a 15% off coupon as well.
So it's like about $8.50 off.
Yeah,
$8.50.
There you go. Okay, moving on.
Take a peek at this. I think you'll like this. Here we go.
And something really neat. A flashlight.
Okay.
A unique flashlight.
Well, knowing the GizWiz, it's going to be more than a flashlight. It's a flashlight, okay? So bright, medium, flashing, and off. All right, that's as far as it goes as a flashlight. However, you can also use it as a task light. All right, bright, medium, red, flashing, off. Then you can... Now, I've seen LED bulbs like this, but never a flashlight where if you need a ton of light, you can have that.
Yeah, I think it's up to 1,500 lumens, I think the copy said.
And can you turn both on at the same time?
LED? No, you can't. You can't do both.
And... We hadn't planned on it, but I'm going to walk over to the door.
It looks like an alien.
Yeah.
I have too many lights on here, but you can...
Whoa!
It's magnetic. So it can act as a really great emergency light. Let me shut that off. But wait.
I can't remember. Is your Tesla metal?
It is.
Yes. There are
telescoping.
Okay. Metal spots.
So you can...
Look at this.
Pull it up. And then bring the little lights out.
Oh. Wait, do those flip around down?
And flip them over.
What? Okay, I am actually loving it. This is the perfect camp light. This is the perfect camp light.
This is perfect. It gets better.
And you can have
downward light. Lamp.
Okay. I think this is amazing.
I love the magnetic feature.
I know the camera's making it. You don't really see the big difference. And red looks great. And then it'll do blinking again.
Party.
And then off. And you can pose these any way you want. They are adjustable and the light will stay on pretty much in any position. All right. And if you get one, remember that the lights face out. All right. When you fold it up.
Otherwise, so it doesn't fold completely.
And now. Yet. There's more, okay? Comes with a little hang cord.
Doohickey.
And that is keyed, so you turn it until the key falls in, and then turn it a little more, and now in a tent,
you can hang it up. You could loop it over before you key it in.
USB-C.
Easily. Like a tip.
There's a little rubber gasket over the charging port. And...
I'm taking it off in the wrong end. It
comes with a little cable. I have a big cable here because I have this plugged in. You know what? I peeled the whole thing off, but that's okay. this gasket goes right back on. But the neat thing is, it has a nice digital readout as to the battery life. And for some reason, it came 100% powered. All right, Dennis, what would you pay? What would you expect to pay?
Chad, how much?
A gadget like that.
Like 26?
I would say $60.
$60? Okay. Nope. I was going to guess maybe 35, 39.
Oh, okay.
My computer went out. I don't believe it. I got them on sale.
Oh, way cheaper than I expected.
$15.99 or $8 each. Now, they're 60%. This is for two.
Oh, you get two
so
for 12?
They are $6
They're $6
each.
I paid
15. I paid $7.50 each.
Wow.
Only 35 ratings, 4.5 out of 5 stars. I think they're super. It's a 3,500 milliamp battery. And with warm weather coming, please, warm weather coming, I think these are an ideal gift or an ideal just to have in your toolkit or your camping outfit. That's it.
Yeah, that is really, really cool. Yeah, I'm really impressed by every feature.
Oh, well, oh, no.
Well, currently unavailable. I didn't even see that. They sold out, folks. No.
Oh, no. Well, you know what? Scooter X will find it for 99 cents.
We need to search Alibaba.
I can't believe that they were selling them for, I mean, I bought them for $7.50 and I thought, are they crazy? $7.50? And then they reduced it to $6 each?
Yeah, they were doing a blowout sale. You didn't even realize. Wow. Here we go. Let me send this link to the chat. Well, I really like every feature. In fact, I'm surprised that I haven't seen more lamps similar to that. Specifically the telescoping and the pedal LED.
Yeah, that is great.
Yeah.
And the fact that you can adjust them. Oh, here are you? PC Guy found it for $9. Oh, that's in Canada. Wait, Chad, there's another link.
That's me.
Oh, that was your link.
That was my link. I was setting the chat room on the case. I wasn't giving
PC Guy is that a national chain where you're seeing it for $9? It's certainly worth $9.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to take a look at this company's products.
Becky, I bought four. I had bought four and two of them. I bought, here's something similar, but $23.
Yeah.
On Amazon.
I can't find a thing. I'm looking through their products and dang. Unique light. Oh. Right here. People are giving us some stuff. Yeah. Here it is, something similar. Oh, I see. And then Amazon Canada is selling it. I see. It is Amazon Canada. For $9.99 or $8.99 Canadian.
Yeah. Now, can you buy something on Amazon Canada if you live in the US?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. But that is cool.
Hopefully,
maybe we can take a look back later, and maybe it is a temporary outage. Maybe they're
yes,
not gone forever.
Yes, it could
forever.
Be. It could
that
be.
Has definitely happened with some of the gadgets we've covered. So holding out hope that the cool LED light is available for sale to the GizWizards. Okay, moving on to gadget number three.
Okay, some really cheapy gadgets. Take a look at this.
Last week on the show, I talked about boats that were $1 million and up.
Woo-hoo,
and another
expensive
boat that was $2 million and up. So I'm balancing it out this week with a gadget that's $1 and up and one that's like $2 and up. And why I needed these things, okay? All right, so this is Dennis's old computer, okay? Toshiba, all right? And it is running Windows 1, Okay. It's old. Old. And it must weigh, I don't know, about 8 pounds. All right. So then, Dennis wanted something that he could just use around the apartment using Wi-Fi. So I have my Lenovo yoga book, a little guy, okay?
Huh? That looks slick.
10-inch. Has, you can have a spleen, use this as a virtual keyboard. You can draw on it.
Whoa.
But he wanted a virtual keyboard, okay?
He wanted a wireless
the problem
keyboard,
with
he wanted.
Tablets, as you know, almost no inputs, okay? This came out just before USB-C, so it's micro USB-C, all right? And he wanted a wireless mouse, so I got a wireless mouse, this little guy, but it comes with a USB-C input. And it also came with a, this is the little, transmitter for the mouse. So you could put this in that, but it still doesn't go in there because this is micro. So I bought this little guy, which turned out to be great. Okay. So this is micro on one side, USB-C on the other. And then, so what we've been doing is, putting the receiver in there, and then this side is USB-C, and this side is micro. Micro USB, once you get used to C, is really terrible trying to figure out, I guess this goes in this way.
You realize how horrible micro was.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
So why Apple invented Lightning.
Yeah.
And now we have a little working mouse here. All right, and let me see. So these are the little guys here. I'm going to have Chad go to them. But this little, they also make a version with a Lightning connector, okay? You can have Lightning on one side and USB-C. You know, let's go to that. That is typically $1 to $2. So, you know what? I don't know. We'll have Chad do this on his end. I'm not sure where it even went to find this. Shopee. I don't even know what Shopee is.
You may have clicked an ad.
Anyways, you're looking, if you have all kinds of gadgets, just check on Amazon. So this is micro to USB-C. This is USB-C to USB-A. And this one, this is very convenient, is USB, a micro USB and USB-C to a USB-A hub. And that's the little sender for the mouse. The little mouse, by the way, I just needed a quickie little mouse, and this guy is $10, okay? It's probably, when you think of mice, I think you always think of a Yumatsu. Whatever it is.
UIOSMUPH.
All right. It happened to be a deal of the day for like $7, and I thought, well, you know, why not? It doesn't go on because the little transmitter's in, but it has LED lights all around it. Okay, cheapy stuff to connect things to other things.
That's cool. It was really brave of that company to name themselves that because, you know, once your product breaks and their name comes to mind, you must sue. I mean, you're really only left with one recourse. Anyway, here they are.
Yeah.
This is cool.
The gray ones are $1.50.
Yeah.
They sell a pack of four.
This is great if you have like that, you've kind of all switched over to USB-C. And you got those older gadgets lying around, and like for me, all my plugs go USB. You know, plug or USB-C. The other side is going to be USB-C. If I want to charge a micro device, this type of dongle would be the easiest gadget.
Exactly. And the other thing, I think it was $2 for $5.20.
Yeah. 150 account. Oh, I think because I think it went up a bit. Was it $6 for you? I don't remember.
Oh, you know what? $1.50 each.
Yeah.
It'd be $6. For $6. And the other guy with the three dongles is $2 for $5.18.
Yeah.
So like $2.60 each.
Yeah. Here's that.
And then they also make a lightning version of it.
Yeah. I think this is the most clever thing. If you have to share a dongle between two devices, how you've used it. I had no idea something like this existed. Or you can keep it just plugged in and then swap devices.
No, that is great.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, that is a great idea.
It's really cool. I mean, this would work great for a hard drive, too. You know, you got your hard drive, you plug it into your iPhone, get your photos on it. You plug it into your old device, get the photos off of there.
I don't know which one it is. It's probably this one. It says for charging and data transfer, it will not accept hard drives.
Ah. Well, it might. Thumb drive is.
Oh, a thumb drive, probably.
It'll probably take a flash drive, would be my guess.
If it's doing data, I'd probably take a thumb drive.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Okie dokie.
Well, that brings us up to
the crappiest part of the show.
But you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie. We are in the practical but useless category, which means, it works. But it's pretty useless. Like, I mean, come on, do you even need this gadget? So today I am taking a look at the pop-up wine glass. Have you ever needed a wine glass anywhere at any moment, Dickie D? Because we're taking a look at it today. So this one is mostly the packaging kind of drew me in because of this line. Here we go. Easily extendable with a flick of the wrist. And then this back here, when it's time for a tippy? A tipple?
A tipple, yeah.
What is a tipple?
A tipple is a little slug of liquor.
Oh, I'm just ignorant then. Okay. Right? I thought they misspelled some word. I have never heard of a tipple.
No.
I've never heard of a tipple in my entire life. I've never heard of a tipple.
It's probably English.
I see. Because it does say, enjoy your vino in style. I guess they were trying to be real fancy there. Okay, so it's the pop-up wine glass. Vino Anywhere is the gadget. Okay, pretty cool. So it has
funny.
Yeah, I'm wondering if it's moldy or if this is the packaging, because it looks kind of gross, like really quite...
It does.
Nasty. And I'm trying to see, is that etched on there? I really can't tell.
I hope it's etched on there.
That is not inspire confidence.
That looks like it's...
I may not drink out of this. Okay, so then the wine glass... Oh, wait, we have to test. Flick of the wrist. Okay, here we go. I need to get more aggressive with my flick of the wrist.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it settles
another
back
one.
In. Oh, that time it did it, right?
There you go. We got it. And a tug for good measure. Okay, so there you go. So this is what it looks like when it's out. The bottom really does have that lip, which is the thing, you know, that kind of collapses on top. I opened up a bottle that my mother actually gave me when she was visiting last. So we're only going to pour a little bit in this, and I'm going to drink this later. But let's see. Is it going to hold a glass of wine?
Yeah. Without folding up?
Hey.
Wow.
It's not leaking. It is not leaking. Okay, does this feel... It's leaking! Uh-oh, it's leaking!
Oh, no!
Oh, no. Okay, one second. Let me get in here. I'm being caught.
Oh, I see it. That's why they put that lip around the bottom to catch the wine.
I can't believe that. I need a little bit more slack. I did give this a pretty good tug. I don't want to break the plastic.
No. Terrible.
That is just leaking down the edge. Let me see if I can find the there. There. It's just dripping down.
You know, in theory, if it folded up, wouldn't it still have enough capacity that the wine wouldn't spill out?
No, it each ring just
Yes, you're right. Yes.
Okay. I have nowhere to put this now, and I do not want to drink out of this nasty glass.
Oh my God.
This actually may be a problem. I may have to use my my Chick-fil-A just to pour this out. Well, it's not practical. Is the problem, folks? That's the first thing.
Put the whole glass in your water thing.
Yeah, I will. I will. I hear.
Yeah. Without, you don't have to spill the wine out. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Okay, here we go. The problem is now that the base is going to drip, I need to get both the top
just put the whole thing straight in.
Oh, you're right. Just like this. Like that?
Yeah. Well,
the problem is now there's a pool of wine right here, so if I tip it like this, this pool's here. I'll catch it right here.
But it can stand in your drinking glass until the show's over.
I just want to get rid of it. Get out of here. I'm not going to drink that wine. It's contaminated. Yeah. One nice feature, I guess, now that I did that, once you had finished, right, all of the wetness is actually contained in the container. It's kind of nice.
Okay. I'm not running out and buying this.
My point on the useless, I was going to argue, it's kind of useless because I feel like anywhere that you're able to bring a gigantic bottle of wine, you're going to be able to kind of manage a glass or two, is kind of what my thought process was. Obviously, it's obviously more convenient, and if you're going to pack that up in a backpack, you'd want to use that. But,
or a wine of that quality you could drink right out of the bottle.
Exactly. My mother gave me that bottle.
Okay.
So let's find it. Is still available.
Is it from Amazon?
From their website, actually. Here it is. The pop-up wine glass. The lack of user reviews or any user review system seems pretty telling.
Is that $11?
Yeah, $11.
$11?
Yes. I did not buy that for $11. I found it somewhere else for $3.
Okay.
But yeah. There you go.
Wow.
There you go. Actually not practical and still useless. So that didn't quite hit the theme. I apologize. With that, let's move on to Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy, together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Our Gadget Warehouse is from James Dodd, who said, here is another video for you guys. This one is about my eyeglasses. He shows us what exactly it is that he bought. So let's watch James' video.
So right now I'm a little bit under the weather, not feeling well. So I don't want to wear my contacts. So I'm wearing glasses and I can have my nice black glasses, but sometimes I want something that kind of goes with my outfit a little bit more. So I have something called pair eyewear. I don't know if this is really considered a gadget or a gimmick.
Yeah,
why not?
I have different kinds. I'm a big Disney fan, so I have these that are Mickey Mouse. So I can put those on and wear them throughout the day, or if I want. I'm also a Star Wars fan. So these are my Stormtrooper ones. So I can put those on and wear them throughout the day. So every day I can do something just a little bit different. They also have sunglasses ones. I don't have any of those yet, but maybe someday.
Oh, like a lens.
But yeah, I just changed up my look. They're called pair eyewear.
I think that is really cool. That is way cool.
So those are his prescription glasses, which he said he thinks he paid like $350 for. And then the little add-ons are about $20 to $30. Oh, you got the their website.
Yeah. I mean, that would be really cool to get kind of a neutral base frame, and then you could get some like basic colors. You know, you get like a bright summer color. You got like yellow, right? And then like a dark, moody color, like a maroon, you know?
Well, like you know, get the Mickey Mouse ones.
I'd get the Mickey Mouse. Disneyland. Exactly. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I'm all on board. This is a really... And then the sunglasses too. I would much rather carry around some shades that have no stems, you know? I'm constantly wearing the rest of the sunglasses. That is really cool.
I think buy a bundle. Yeah, it seems like you can buy them in groups and save money. It's very clever.
Yeah. I agree.
James, for us, it's a gadget.
Yeah, I think so. Well, let's look at the Valentine's Day collection, Diggy D.
There you go.
These seem like the coolest. This is like a, what is it? Do you remember the Magic School Bus? What was the teacher? Miss, you don't remember.
I know the Magic School Bus.
It seems like something she would wear. What is the chat room is going to help me out here. Miss Frizzle. Miss Frizzle. Okay, I Googled faster than the chat. There we are. Miss Frizzle. Seems like something Miss Frizzle would wear. Miss Frizzle was always wearing the craziest stuff. That is really, really cool. Yeah, there you go. Twisted Echoes, help me out. Very, very cool. Okay, with that.
So, James, you'll get a current issue of Mad Magazine. I'm going to wait a couple, like 10 days, because April Mad will be out, and I'll autograph a copy to you. We have one or two more videos in-house, but we need more videos, okay? Especially if you've never sent one in, that would be great. 1 to 3 minutes, just a landscape, horizontal format. 1 to 3 minutes, anything to do with a gadget. Even those glasses are a gadget. Gadget you love, a gadget you hate, and our favorite, a tech gadget from years ago that is laughable now, but we love to see those old gadgets and how you used it and what you paid for it. Put it up on YouTube. When you upload it, there'll be a drop-down menu. You can click Unlisted, and YouTube will give you a URL, which you will email us, mail@gizwiz.tv, and we'll get the current issue of Mad Magazine. If you live in the U.S. or Canada, elsewhere, I will send you I will autograph a 40-year-old Alfred E. Newman photo, send you a high-res image to print out anywhere else in the world.
Do it now. With that, let's move on to the letter. Become the letters, your lovely letters. Become the Gizwiz letters now.
Eddie A. from Philly said, "Hi, Dick and Chad. I found a link to the sandwich maker you said you couldn't find again on Amazon. It was the one you used as the last What the Heck Is It gadget, and it is $6.99, and it is the sandwich cutter sealer, and we got several emails from people saying, you haven't bought, do you remember the name of the product that looks just like?
Yeah, Uncrustables. Uncrustables.
Yeah, we don't, you know, I could not find them in our supermarket.
You are kidding. You know why? I know why you can't find them. You don't know what section they're in, Diggity.
Exactly. What
you know
are
what section
they
they're in? It's going to blow your mind. The frozen section.
They're frozen?
Yes, yes. So the idea is that they're frozen and you throw them into your kid's lunchbox. And so by the time they get to lunch, it's cold. And if they're stored not frozen, they get really dry. I guess the peanut butter just sucks all the moisture out of the... something happens to them. They're not nice. They're not good and fresh. So you have to look for them in the frozen section, and then you'll find the Uncrustables. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. Eddie, thank you for that.
That's great. That's great. So if you want to make your own Uncrustables, what is shocking about making them, and you'll kind of notice in this photo, you lose a lot of bread. Like, look at how small of the ingredients that are put in that bread is because you lose.
Oh, my.
You know, look at it inside. God, it looks like a ton, you know? And look at how you can tell how much bread you're losing in that step two.
Well, here in the city, we have a lot of birds who are hungry in the winter. So that would work well with them.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. Okay, great letter. Thank you, Eddie. Thanks for sending that over. Also, thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for supporting our show. If you like the Gizwiz and you like the stuff and the gadgets that you see on the show, please consider supporting us at Patreon, patreon.com/gizwiz. You can also find Patreon or PayPal links on our website, gizwiz.tv. So however you support us, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you so much for your support. Head over to gizwiz.biz to watch the show live just about every Thursday, except there will be a schedule change. Not next show, but the one after that, we will be recording on a Friday, same time. And if there's ever a schedule change, it's typically on the top of the website in a little alert banner. But you can head on over to the website, gizwiz.tv, to watch the show live Thursdays, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern time. If you don't catch the show live, all our episodes are there on our website or at our YouTube page or on Apple Podcasts. Please join us. Chat along with the chat room if you show up live. They're a great, fantastic group of folks. So I highly, highly encourage that. Head on over to gizwiz.biz. That's Dickie D's website where he writes articles about all the gadgets that we talk about on the show and also links back to where you can find them on the internet. So if you are ever needing a reminder or a gadget, head to gizwiz.biz. While you're there, play What the Heck Is It? We had one this show. You get to see the gadget, but you don't get to know what it is. This is the gadget, the whole gadget, not just a piece or part. And this is, sorry to give it away, but this is a string and tin can resizer. Sometimes when you get those string and tin cans, you know, your can is just too darn big. You gotta make it smaller. So this thing will help you crimp it into place. If you think you know what this is, get a guessin' over at gizwiz.biz. 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers, 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or interesting answers. So get a guessin' over at gizwiz.biz. That about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.